The Watcher by Ross Armstrong.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB, free of charge, by HarperCollins. We are very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality, unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
7 days till it comes. I look in her direction. About 50 meters away behind a sheet of glass stands a woman, looking out at the reservoir. She's in the building opposite. I spotted him in that building before, but not her. I've been watching him. She's about my height, my build. She could be my reflection, except she couldn't because she's a little darker. Has an air about her. European. Her hand rests on the frame of the door softly. She's lost in thought. No, she's concerned. She scratches her bottom lip with her teeth. She wears lipstick. She has a tousled fringe. She has a light blue dress on for summer. I adjust the dial on my binoculars to sharpen the focus. Her eyebrows, perfectly plucked, knit in displeasure. Her face is half lit by the early evening sun streaming through her window, north-facing. Or perhaps it's not her window. I certainly haven't spotted her before, in there, with him, which is strange. She takes a careful step backwards, steady, feline. The sun recedes now, kissing her features goodbye. The dark of the room smooths over her face like a sheet, enveloping her. She's harder to read, but I can still see her. She's so still.